The revelations about prisoner abuse have hit troops serving in Iraq hard and raised fears that crimes committed by a few will make their jobs a lot tougher. Sergeant Dan Benedict and Corporal Ron Davis are with the Army's 416th Civil Affairs Battalion, serving in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. They work with local leaders and members of the U.S.-led occupation to improve security and provide services. NPR's Charlie Mayer asked them to share their thoughts on the prisoner abuse scandal. We hear first from Sergeant Benedict.
In the chow hall, they had the BBC, and I was walking through and I saw some of the pictures they were showing. And I guess the first thing that came to my mind was, it's going to set back all the hard work we've done here.
I was disappointed. Disappointed in the actions of the soldiers. I'm not an MP. I don't know the whole situation. I'm not sure how everything went down and what the orders were and that kind of stuff. But as American soldiers and as citizens of the United States, our standards should be higher than anyone else in the world.
We are trained to disregard an unlawful order and go through the chain of command. If I'm given an unlawful order or something I deem as an unlawful order, I go to the next higher command and report that order. I don't have to follow it.
From what I've noticed from some of the relationships I've built with Iraqis, it hasn't changed the relationship at all. I think a lot of the people that we deal with here look at us as individuals and don't necessarily associate us with the actions of those soldiers in the South. I mean, at least that's what I hope. You know, I hope that they look at us as individuals and see that we are different and unique in how we handle situations.
You can't lump all soldiers together because a few soldiers did something wrong. There was nothing to gain from humiliating those Iraqi prisoners. That was just wrong.
We are the United States of America. It doesn't make us the best. It doesn't make us perfect. But as the United States, we'll take the people who are responsible for the wrong and we'll punish them because we make mistakes too, and we're not afraid to acknowledge the mistakes that we make and then go and improve the on those mistakes and make sure they don't happen again.
That's 27-year-old Corporal Ron Davis. We also heard from 33-year-old Sergeant Dan Benedict. Both are Army reservists with the 416th Civil Affairs Battalion in Mosul, Iraq.